Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I'm your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you don't want to miss these podcasts. Well, today is February 4th. We're just moving along. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas. Our guest today is Jan Rutgers, owner and founder of Vestibule School of Design. Jan has done many podcasts with me, and we definitely missed her because she has been so busy. But Jan, thank you for taking time to join me today.
I'm thrilled. I'm really, really happy to be chatting with you again, Nancy. I've missed you.
That's sweet. Really. So today, as we usually do, we like to talk about the trends. And we like to kind of give us or give you our opinion on these. Trends are trends. They come and go. I mean, some more quickly than others. And you might like some and you might not like others. But some trends like Carrara marble and navy blue cabinets, they're timeless. But not every designer agrees, just like we don't agree with everything that we read by designers. So the specific hues of navy and forest green have been on the way out for a few years, but yet you will read that the blue is going to hang on there. So what do? You decide for yourself, right, Jan?
Absolutely. And I'm actually typically always in the month of January, I do my own personal trends research, you know, because as a professional designer, you know, I want to be up on what's going on. And I've got a blog coming out next week on, you know, my trends of what I, you know, think is going to be trending for 2024. And just even talking about color, I've got a feeling that green is going to be a big color, that warm kind of mossy green tone. So, you know.
Well, you know, you're right. But greens were popular last year as well. Everything was a tone of green, the light green, dark green. Greens aren't going to go away for some reason. But one of the colors of the year this year is a blue, and it's a light blue. But thank goodness nobody said, let's paint our cabinets light blue. But I think blue's been around, of course, navy blue's been around forever.
Forever. Like, you know, I think back of my early influence as a designer was my mother kind of doing that Laurel Ashley reverse print look from, I guess that must have been in the 70s, 80s. And back then it was blue. It was just blue and white, blue and white, blue and white. So, you know, blue was, you know, was a strong interior design color. And we all know blue is the number one favorite color for people. So, yeah, I can see
Other than black, which I like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, you know, it's my least favorite color is blue, and everybody knows that.
Well, I did a whole remodel several years ago, and I did the whole main part of the house in a crisp white and navy blue. And it's beautiful, but that is timeless. If somebody's looking
classic
for a combination that will be timeless, that's it. And let's mention Carrara marble there. I mean, and as I've told you, I read a lot of articles that come through my emails about this is in, this is out. And whoever said Carrara marble is out, it's been in since Da Vinci.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or Michelangelo and everything else. I mean, all of Italy is Carrara marble.
Yeah, and I think why we were hearing so much of it, always marble is out, et cetera, was the maintenance, that North Americans really wanted that really easy maintenance, didn't want to see the patina, and you know, we started to see a lot of the kind of the marble lookalikes. But I was at my countertop fabricator the other day and just talking about all the new sealers that are available and how they are actually opening up the first stone stone yard in my area, because there's starting to be more of a demand coming in for natural marbles, natural granites, natural quartzites. So, yeah, looking at you know, trends saying certain things are, you know, in or out, you know, can be a little bit of a you know, misnomer for
through our conversation, you're going to find where our audience will find out that some of these people who have said, oh, this is in. Yeah, honey, it's been in for 30 years. I don't know where these people have been. Or maybe they weren't born 30 years ago. So that's the problem. So, you know, as we always say, it's your kitchen, it's your home. You do what makes you happy and what's functional for you. What somebody is suggesting may not work for your lifestyle. And we know that. And that's why we always suggest, right, Jan, get a professional designer so that they can work with you on a personal level. You don't want a cookie cutter remodel. If you're paying for a remodel, you might as well get something that's going to work for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you do like trends and you decide to go with a trend, will you like that in 5 years? I remember seeing a purple kitchen. Now, purple's my favorite color, as you know, other than black. And I thought, would you be able to live with a purple kitchen? I mean, at what point does it get sickening? You know, so you have to think about that. A touch of purple is okay, but if you're going to overdo it, it's going to be sickening and it's going to be not timeless, but nauseating.
Exactly.
Right. So they're saying, a designer that I listened to his podcast and I thought, okay, we'll talk about this. Curved cabinets are back. Jan, you and I both know that I don't think they ever left.
No, I think what has ended up happening is that, saying, curved cabinets are trending where, us seasoned designers, worked with curved cabinetry, years and years ago. And my personal take on it is that we did experience the this is my opinion, but we did experience kitchen cabinetry almost going to the lowest common denominator in pricing. That as the products started to escalate in price, the kitchens started getting simpler and simpler and simpler. Like I watched a time point, which I feel we're getting out of now, where it was like white boxes, just plunked into the room. There wasn't the design we were doing, say 15 years ago. Or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So the curved cabinet's always been there. But yeah. A lot of manufacturers, I think, were just afraid to put it in their catalogs. Because you radius something, it's going to cost a bit more money.
Exactly.
To do it.
Well, and the other thing is I found that you can't have rollouts in a curved cabinet, obviously.
No.
And we're always thinking function. And as you grow older, you want to be able to reach your whatever you put in your cabinets easily. But typically curved cabinets, like at the end of an island or the end of a cabinet run, it's aesthetics. It's
absolutely
not that functional.
And you think back on the kitchens that we were doing 15 years ago or more. Actually, one of my favorite designs, and this was very ergonomic or introducing universal design, I used to put at the end of an island a set of double curved doors with a round butcher block sitting on top of it. So it was a part of the island to offer a higher work surface for people in the kitchen. It gave a nice accent and, it just became a bit of a focal point. And, it's funny that we've put this on here as trends that we're hearing. Just yesterday, I was at my cabinet manufacturer, just bugging the production manager saying the curves are going to be coming back, and they all started talking their stories about building radius cabinets.
Yeah.
And I
said, to eliminate the radius cabinets years ago, I used to curve the overhang of an island so that obviously makes it easier if you've got 3, 4, 5 people sitting in a row and they're at a curved countertop, they can actually talk to each other.
Exactly.
So I used to use that all the time. And now they're saying, well, curves are back. They're talking about curved windows, curved islands, curved everything. And of course, you can't overdo it. A couple of curves are okay, but let's not get sickening about it. But let's talk about the fluting. I do like it. So if you take fluting on a vertical, then it becomes easier to curve a cabinet, but you still have to lay that up on a curved door. So don't think you're going to get a bargain. You're just going to get a beautiful look. And I do like the fluting. But as we were talking about before we did this, are we going to say in 5 years, don't overdo it. Yeah. Fluting is nice.
We probably are. And, and I think that I look at fluting or is fluting really, you know, to me, it's almost an evolution of the shiplap and then beadboard, and now for a more modern look, fluting. So what it's telling me from a trends point of view is that people are looking for texture, and they're looking for a way to integrate texture into their designs. And it's true, it can be overdone. We're, you know, yeah. we're saying, you know, the shiplap has been way overdone. So yeah.
Well,
it's probably a trend now, but
as you know, shiplap is boring. But I did see, now this is small looting and it's vertical, and I saw a refrigerator covered with it, and then they continued with the walls behind it and the cabinets. Now that looks nice if you do it on one wall, but I would not do it on all the cabinets plus the island and every place else, because it's going to be overdone and sickening. It's not, you're not going to have that punch in the kitchen, the emphasis on the fluting. You're going to overdo it. So
yeah, there was one of my coaching clients, he's working on a project, and he was showing me the design support, and I just loved it. What he had done was he did the inset panels on the top drawers that ran all around the kitchen. So that inset panel he did with the fluting. And then the rest of it, you know, was your typical shaker door. Stunning, you know, like just... I loved how he took that trend, didn't overdo it, but just really popped it in as an accent in the kitchen, which I think is going to be a lot more timeless than the kitchen you described, where there was fluting everywhere.
Yeah. I just saw a designer decided to use fluting, like you said, on the top drawers in the laundry room, and the kitchen was slab doors. Now, to me, that's like, okay, I want to put all my money in the laundry room. You know, so you got to be practical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what's my next thing? I've got to read my notes because there's so many.
I think what we've got on the list next is the kitchen desk.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about the... people were saying open floor plans are not that great. I disagree. It fits a lot of people's lifestyle. You know, in Arizona, maybe we have more open floor plans than any place else other than California, I guess. But maybe it doesn't fit in the Midwest or back east. I don't know. How is it in Vancouver?
Well, in Vancouver, open floor plan has always been big, but something that that we had that was a supplement to the open floor plan, and I think it's because, you know, Vancouver is such a multicultural city that, you know, we have huge amount of ethnic groups and different cooking styles. We have had the back kitchen as a supplement to the open concept rooms forever. Like, I was doing wok kitchens, spice kitchens, 25 years ago. So open plan is still the go-to. I don't think I've been in any house, you know, in my area, like especially new construction, that is not open plan. And everybody that's renovating wants open plan. But you know, we're seeing a bit of that trend to the back kitchen. So the bigger pantry, just a place to be able to stash maybe some of the mess that
an
open kitchen.
Well, if you go back 2 years ago, people had their basement kitchen when they had a basement. We don't have any here because they never wanted to mess up their main kitchen. So that back kitchen, that scullery, that big useful butler's pantry with a lot more appliances, they're all coming back if you have the space and the budget. But the one thing I wanted to say before we go on to the next thing, I was reading this one designer said, you should put a desk in your kitchen. It works well. Not. Now, when did we... I was not a proponent of kitchen desks. I mean, it looks great when they're not using it.
Right.
Did you ever see a neat kitchen desk?
No, no.
So now they're saying bring it back because you can read a book, you can pay your bills. No.
No.
I think the open floor plan almost makes you have an area somewhere in the house where you can do your the kids' homework, or you can pay your bills. Who wants to do it in the kitchen?
Yeah. Well, I think, though, one of the things when I look at how the clients are living or how we are living now. And we all have our laptops and, you know, we do, you know, have our technology everywhere. What I have done in kitchens is I have done kind of storage areas where there is a printer, you know, where the modem is. And another big thing that I do, rather than a desk, every island that I do now, I have the contractor insert a, but just even a USB, you know, underneath the island, you know, with the plug, because people, you know, you're there with your laptop and you want to plug in. So it's not the traditional desk, but it's a way to accommodate our technology in our lifestyles. And if you've got a big house and you've got a home office, you can have the printer there. But, you know, I have, you know, put the family printer, you know, in the kitchen, you know, tucked away inside a cabinet just so it's accessible, you know, to everybody.
Okay, the next thing, well, first I want to talk about Studio 41, you know, my favorite place to go for all of my plumbing supplies and also my cabinet handles. They have about 11 showrooms in Illinois, close to you, Jan, closer than Scottsdale, which is the one that I use. And so you can't go wrong when you walk into a Studio 41 showroom. You're overwhelmed. It's that gorgeous, and they have so much to offer. You can shop online. Go to shopstudio41.com, and that's the number 41, shopstudio41.com. You can shop online. I suggest that if you're looking for Kohler or anything, shower doors, mirrors, faucets, everything, they have it. So the next thing I want to talk about is, and this is kind of like my favorite, I do like, and unfortunately you guys can't see the picture I sent to Jan, but the full back wall of windows instead of having so many wall cabinets. The views, the openness, the light, I think that's gorgeous. Now, there's not a lot of kitchens where you can do that, especially if you're going to remodel, if it's at all possible to have that full window. That's totally an advantage. And I don't think that's a trend. I think that's part of a timeless look. What do you think?
I agree that, being able to get natural light, you know, into the kitchen is so important. And even along this line, when I'm remodeling a client's home, and if they've got the traditional sink underneath the kitchen window, and that's the only light we can get, I'll often move that sink away from that window so that I can get the prep area underneath that window, so the natural light can stream in, and it's just a pleasant place to be. We don't necessarily need our sink underneath that window. We're not hand washing and drying dishes, you know, every night. But, you know, these walls of windows, I love them. Nancy did send me this beautiful picture of a kitchen where the whole backsplash area is window. And, you know, you've talked about that being a view. I actually did that on a home in West Vancouver years ago, that the house was actually built near a cliff, and we still wanted to get some natural light into the kitchen. And we did the whole backsplash as a window. You know, it viewed out onto the cliff. It was only maybe about 10 feet away, but it brought in, you know, some natural light. And it was a really cool focal point.
Now, if you're fortunate enough to have a gorgeous view, then go for it. But, you know, there are houses that look out to their neighbor's fence. Well, you don't want to spend the money for a full window wall, you know, if you don't have a great view. Now, that leads us to having no upper cabinets, which seems to be a trend, and having a few open shelves. I say a few because I've seen kitchen pictures where it's all open shelves. And if you have nothing but time to wash everything before you use it, go for it. But it's usually messy. It's cluttered. And then, of course, if you are as tall as me, you can only use things on the first shelf. So let's get practical. But the other thing is, you have to have enough storage in your kitchen to have, say, large drawers where you can put your dishes, your glasses. And so then you can see, if you plan this right, you don't really need wall cabinets if you have the space.
Well, and, you know, and I think that's where the professional kitchen designer comes into play. I have a a checklist that I use with my clients and some, you know, give to my coaching clients on doing evaluations of the storage in a kitchen. So if you're going to eliminate that upper cabinet storage, you got to make sure that you are replacing it somehow. You know, people aren't getting less products in their kitchen. We're getting more products in our kitchen. So I love the look. I think, you know, having fewer upper cabinets, it's much airier, it's much more open. But when I do it, which, and I do it often, I always evaluate the rest of the storage and make sure that they're, that it's still going to function. And
well, that would be perfect for your back kitchen or your hidden kitchen or your large pantry. Then you can go for it. You just take a little time to reorganize the kitchen and see how it functions and how you work with these products. But I like the idea. I think
another reason that the kitchen without upper cabinetry or, you know, some minimal open shelving is that we're actually kind of wanting to get our kitchens less kitcheny looking. Yeah. You know, when they're in big open concepts, great room concepts, you don't want this heavy, you know, cabinet laden room in the corner contrasting with this sleek, you know, lower profile furniture in the living space. So, yeah. It's much better balance to start eliminating some of the upper cabinetry. But as we said, make sure that you have function below, that a kitchen with no upper cabinetry better be all drawers and rollouts. Right. No basic cabinets.
You know, we both have been doing this for a long time, and there was no question. You just fill the walls with the upper cabinets. And when you stand back and you look at an older kitchen, you go, this is so, you feel like you're tied in there. Like, it's just too woody. Of course, that's when they were using wood tones, which are back. Mm-hmm. But we would never think of saying, well, there's 12 inches here. We don't have a cabinet. Well, let's put a cabinet there.
Yeah.
Now I like the openness. It's not necessary to fill the whole kitchen with cabinets. Well, you
agreed.
Mentioned before that the marble and granite are back. That's what people like. The natural stone is popular. The full backsplash of the stone is popular. It said quartzite will dominate in 2024. I do believe that quartzite is different than quartz. Want to go for that and explain why?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing. So quartzite is a natural stone, the same way that marble is a natural stone, granite's a natural stone. Quartz, what we know as quartz, is a man-made product that consists of quartz particles, binders, fillers, and colors that are produced under heat and pressure. So it's, it is a big difference than a natural stone. But being at my fabricator the other day, and I had him take me through the yard and talk to me about it. And really, quartzite is just the best way to describe it, it's just a bit more durable material.
Yes, like harder, you know,
harder. Mm-hmm. You're going to get like something like the Taj Mahal, which is a beautiful, soft, kind of, you know, creamy, you know, very natural looking material. It doesn't have the patterns of the, you know, the granites of the 90s, and it's very durable to put into a kitchen and still get get more of a one of a kind. It's not what I've been hearing from, you know, some of my designer colleagues and even consumers. In some cases, they're finding the quartz starting to be too predictable. That the natural quartzite marbles and granites, you know, really are more organic feeling.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we can, you know, we're going to disagree. Absolutely. Yeah. As we, talk about the different products.
I had to find this unusual quartzite for my customer. It's called Muscovito. It is unbelievable, out of this world, gorgeous. But I called 4 or 5 states looking for it. So there are times when they're going to not be able to quarry it. They're just going to run out of it. And so if you like something, buy it now. also, I like the quartz, which is the engineered stone, for the durability, for it doesn't have to be sealed. And a lot of times it's easy to find a pattern that goes with contemporary. So I've used both. I like both. I have a customer now who prefers the natural stone, and that's our prerogative. That's fine.
Yeah. And something that we've talked about before, Nancy, is that, you know, working with your designer, let them, you know, help pull out that information from you. Because if, you know, if it's a, you know, a young family and there's, you know, a lot of people cooking and, you know, making messes and nobody's, you know, necessarily cleaning up all the time, absolutely put in the quartz, put in the easiest to maintain product.
Yeah. Or you if know, you drink a lot of red wine and you spill a lot.
Yeah. No, exactly. Or love the patina that comes with it.
Yeah.
I think all the products that we ever talk about on this show have a place in a contemporary kitchen.
Yeah.
It really, you know, it really depends on your client and their specific needs and wants.
I want to bring up the fact that we talk about trends, timeless. Well, 20 years ago, when people spent a fortune on granite because they thought, oh, this is the end thing. This is going to set us apart. It's the newest thing. It was all that granular look. Mm-hmm. Now you walk into a kitchen, you go, okay, we got to change out this granite. You know, and it breaks their heart because they spent a lot of money on it. But who knew that granite would, the patterns would come and go. But now... And I like them better. And boy, I specified a lot of the old time granite. Now, when I look at it, I think, oh my God, what were we thinking? Mm-hmm. But, you know, times change. And we're talking about the more open look, the lighter look, and the quartz. And of course, the quartzite comes in a lot of light colors. So, oh, you got to see what fits in your budget and where you want to put your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did we talk about earthy tones? They're back. Not my favorite thing, as everybody knows. I'm a gray person, a black person. I like colors, but I don't like browns and creams. But they're in. For those people who like it, have at it.
Yeah. And you know, and again, I don't mind it. I like those softer, warmer tones, like especially when we're looking at whites. And, you know, I'm just even kind of watching in our area that the cool whites are starting to diminish and the warmer whites are becoming more popular. And I think those warmer whites in particular are trending because we're starting to bring in the woods again. So, you know, to mix a, you know, creamy white kitchen with a, you know, natural white oak island, things like that, that, you know, for me, the warmer whites, those warmer tones tend to blend.
Well, we did talk about Taj Mahal, and that is not white. You wouldn't take a Taj Mahal and put it on a white cabinet. So it's creamier. It looks good with wood cabinets. It also looks good with a cream tone cabinet. And I'll go along with that. I like that. And as far as the woods go, I'm seeing a lot of rift oak. Get rid of that old looking oak. That's the first thing that's got to go when you're remodeling your kitchen. But I worked in a showroom that had rift oak, I want to say 35 years ago, and I loved it. But at that time, it was very expensive, and it only came in custom cabinets, and I just worked for somebody that had box cabinets. But it's a good look, and they're putting it in the minimalist kitchens. They're doing it in very contemporary kitchens, and you can do a wood finish on rift oak. You don't want to paint it, that's for sure. But it's a good look. Definitely a good look. I've got to just talk about Monogram because, of course, we're going to have podcasts dealing with appliances. Not today, but I've got to let you know that Monogram is going to introduce some really cool stuff at KBiz. If you don't know that, Jan. They are, to me, the appliance of choice when I can do it. They're smart appliances, and you can work with them with an app. It's called the Smart HQ app. And so if I was looking to replace my appliances or remodel my kitchen, I would definitely look into Monogram, go to a showroom that has them, especially a working kitchen. You want to try them, just like a mattress. You want to try them out before you buy them. You can go on their website, monogram.com, and you can check things out before you call your appliance store and make an appointment. So try that out. I suggest it. Okay. We got to talk about the appliance garage. Does anybody know what an appliance garage is? Well, of course you do. Jan, do you want to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? And as I was saying earlier, I did write a blog this week that comes out next week, you know, talking about what I'm seeing as trends. And one of them I have on there is the return of the appliance garage, a different iteration than what we were doing, 15 years ago with the roll top type of timbre. But, this is a trend that makes sense. Just think about how many extra countertop small appliances we added to our kitchens, you know, during the pandemic. You know, the bread maker came back. The fryer, the air fryer is something like, you know, yeah. I got a yogurt maker during COVID. And so all these small appliances are starting to be coming back in vogue and people are using them more, but they don't want them cluttering up their kitchens. So the appliance, figuring out ways to store our small appliances. I think a contemporary appliance garage with, you know, flip-up doors or pocket doors right on the countertop so that the unit can be easily used makes a lot of sense. And yes, it's trending, but to be honest, it never left my repertoire. I've been putting them in for years.
You know, I agree with you, and I've been doing so many tall wall cabinets with pocket doors, and mm-hmm. they are so useful. Mm-hmm. But the thing that gets me is when a designer is written up in an article that says, oh, I just discovered appliance garages. They're such a great way to store your appliances. She's not talking about something that she got the idea for.
Yeah, no, it's definitely that you and I've talked about this before, that with kitchen design, or with almost with any type of design, but specifically with kitchen design, pretty much everything's been done. The key is how, as a professional designer, are you going to put it together, you know, for your client that, you know, is unique to them, solves their storage issues or aesthetic issues, what have you. But like something, figuring out how to deal with small appliances in a client's kitchen, it's, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer for a kitchen designer.
And I think it's such a good idea. It's never going to leave.
No, exactly. So, yeah. You know, it is true. I do laugh when I see, you know, the TikTok posts and Instagram about trends, and, you know, it makes me think about, I was fortunate enough to go to mainland China, I think it was in about 2016 or 2017, and I was touring a 1,000-year-old monastery that had herringbone brick tiles on all their paths. And I'd happened to just read an article about this great trend of laying, you know, your flooring in a, you know, yep. chevron or a herringbone. And here I took, and I snapped a picture, you know, of a 1,000-year-old, you know, so everything's been done. And, you know, it's, for me, trends are how are you going to take that and put a bit of a modern spin on it and have it make sense?
Well, you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Get a professional designer.
Absolutely.
You know, it's your kitchen. It's your house. We keep saying everything goes if it's worked in there properly and you need the professional to help you do it so that the end result looks great. Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, we've come to the end, but you know we're going to do another podcast, and we're probably going to talk about the trends that have gone and hope they don't come back.
Yes, that would be a wonderful topic for us, because there are some of those. There's definitely some of those, and we want to, you know, give you the education to avoid them at all costs.
We don't want you to use something and then in a month, you're going to say, why did I ever do that? Well, thank you again, Jan. You know, I know you have a busy schedule. So thanks again. I look forward to doing another podcast with you. I hope everybody enjoyed today's show. I always enjoy doing podcasts with Jan, and I hope you enjoy listening to them. Please subscribe on the platform that you're using. And don't forget to share these podcasts with your friends. As I say every week, these are educational podcasts. I've had people come up to me and go, I've learned so much about kitchen design. So if you want to share them, I'd appreciate it. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to my website, nancyhugo.com. And if you have any questions for me or for Jan, please email me at nancy@nancyhugo.com. I want you to stay safe. Have a great day. And Jan, we will talk again.
See you then.
Bye, Jan.
Bye-bye.